And on the line now, I have Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, who is Project Coordinator with Voice, which is the voice of Irish Concern for the Environment. Good afternoon, Abby. Okay, and we're going to talk about this project, No Place for Plastic. But before we get into that, do you want to explain to the listeners about Voice?
So we have a number of different initiatives. We have the Conscious Cup campaign, Conscious Containers, the Stick of Plastic, which puts pressure on supermarkets to reduce plastic packaging, and that's along with Friends of the Earth, Recycling Ambassador Program, which works with communities to teach them about recycling under the new recycling. And then my initiative that I work on is called No Home for Plastic.
No Home for Plastic.
Yes. Okay, so we're working with schools and households to help them reduce their disposable plastic in their lives. So we're actually using substantially more disposable plastic now than we've ever done in the past. And some plastic packaging is necessary, of course, to protect items from damage, but much of it is unnecessary over-packaging. And now up to 50% of plastic produced is used only once and thrown away. And this use of single-use plastic is a real problem, because more plastic just doesn't go away when we throw it out. And most of the plastic ever made still exists in the world because plastic doesn't biodegrade.
Yeah.
So bacteria can't break it down. And it's a brilliant material. You know, plastic's virtually indestructible, so that's why we love it, and that's why it's fantastic for so many jobs. But to use a product like that for something that you use for maybe a couple of minutes and then throw away, well, it doesn't really work out in the long run. So it's just, it's building up in the world.
Yeah, and go on.
So the aim of the project is to work with people to try and make changes, sustainable changes within their own lives. And we know the public are getting sick of the amount of plastic around, and I think it's to try and take people from kind of a bit of discontent with the situation and give them practices to actually make viable changes.
Yeah, now we've all seen photographs of whales and stuff on beaches, washed up on beaches, and the amount of plastic they're in their stomachs. And the problems of plastic in the oceans is a huge issue.
It is, yeah. There was a study that estimated that there are 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic in the ocean, and 8 million tons of plastic enters the oceans every year. And the Ellen MacArthur Foundation found that if we continue like this, there'll be more plastic in the sea than fish by 2050. And single-use plastic items make up more than 50% of marine litter. So there are things that we can do about it, you know, in our own use. And the studies have shown that there's 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine mammals dying every year through ingestion or entanglement in marine litter. So, I mean, it is becoming a real problem.
And how is this plastic getting into our oceans? It's people, obviously. Is it coming from shores, or is it coming from ships? Or?
Yeah, there is a lot coming from both sources. But, I mean, from land, it goes from badly managed landfills and through litter. So if you see, I mean, if you drive around, you'll see plenty of litter on the streets, really. And it can get blown around until it goes into streams and rivers and enters the sea.
Yes.
You know, of course, a lot of this comes from other parts of the world. This is the thing with the ocean. But, I mean, we can all do what we can where we are, you know. And we have found there was a study in Ireland that found that 73% of deep sea fish had ingested plastic, and 90% of seabirds have plastic in their gut. And last year in Indonesia, there was a whale washed up, and it had, what was it, 115 plastic cups, flip flops, 25 plastic bags, and 1,000 other pieces of plastic in its stomach. So, I mean, you know, seabirds are innocently feeding their chicks pieces of plastic, and marine mammals are getting entangled and eating it. And I mean, it's a man-made problem, 100%,
yeah.
You know?
It's disgraceful, really. At the moment, the environment is huge. It's in the news. It's huge. And
mm-hmm.
With the local elections, I think it's proven that people are very aware of what's happening.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see this this change in kind of public concern. You know, it's wonderful to see.
Okay, now
hopefully things can go into action.
Yes, and there was a day recently.
And then, of course, there's a climate change issue as well with plastic. I know that people are very concerned now about climate change. It's great to see this level of concern. But there's been recently a new cradle-to-grave study about the impacts of plastic. And it's found that plastic contributes to greenhouse gas emissions at every stage of its life cycle. So plastic is a petroleum product. So fossil fuels are used to produce plastic. And then greenhouse gas emissions are produced during the plastic refining process. And then as a waste product, if it's incinerated, you're producing greenhouse gas emissions. And also then there was a 2018 study that showed that greenhouse gas emissions are released as plastic breaks down in the sun as well. So, I mean, that's a lot of impact on in terms of releasing greenhouse gas emissions, all for a product that we potentially just use for a number of minutes, you know? So it doesn't really make sense, you know?
No, it doesn't.
It's one thing for a long-lasting product, but for something that, you know, I mean, in the classic example of like a straw, you know, we have produced that straw, you've transported that straw, and then you'll throw away that straw and it'll last for pretty much ever, only for a couple of minutes use.
Yeah, and it's plastic cutlery now and everything. Yesterday when we were talking, we spoke about the unnecessary of wrapping of different foodstuffs in plastic, like... Buying bananas in a plastic bag.
Yeah, I know. It's like they've got their own natural pre-packaging, really, don't they? You know, they're completely packaged safely. And I did see the other day somebody sent around a photo of pomegranate seeds wrapped in, they taken out of a pomegranate and wrapped in plastic. I mean, it's just completely unnecessary. And on top of that, I suppose the thing is that this has been a big change to get where we are. We never used to do things like this. And, I mean, in a way, this is a reason for great hope because, well, we can change back. You know, I mean, we weren't like this 10 years ago. We didn't have this amount of plastic packaging 10 years ago. So all it is about raising the public consciousness of what's happening and people fighting back and going, no, well, I'm not going to choose these overly packaged items. I'm going to make choices. We're going to make conscious choices to buy products that have less packaging on them, to send out a message to the supermarkets and the producers that we don't want these products. And so as part of this project, we'll be working with households. Households will take an audit of their current plastic use. We'll discuss with them ways that they can make changes. I mean, people are doing audits and so many people are using dishwasher tablets that every single day that are wrapped in pieces of plastic. And people are using multi-surface wipes to clean the surfaces in their kitchens instead of J-cloth. And people are using coffee pods in the morning instead of, say, a cafetiere. And, I mean, some of the things are trickier to remove from your life than others, but some of them are really, really simple switches.
Yeah.
So in the case of, say, coffee cups, I mean, in Ireland we throw 22,000 coffee cups an hour. and that is actually in pretty much unnecessary because, you know, it's easy now to buy a reusable cup. You know, I know when they came out first, they would have been a little more pricey, but now you can buy them pretty much everywhere, you know, pennies, dozens, little, you know, I mean, you can buy them for only a couple of euro now. So there's easy switches that can be made and everything makes a difference. And once we start on the easy switches, then we can start, you know, building up and doing more challenging things. But I think just, you know, so we're trying to work with people to make small, sustainable changes in their lives.
Yeah, and I was going to say, there was a day there a while ago where in supermarkets where people could take their produce out of the plastic and dump the plastic in bins that were in the supermarkets. Nothing has really happened since then.
Yeah, that's the Sick of Plastic campaign. They've been doing a kind of, they've done a couple of shop and drop campaigns in which people dump the plastic that they've used. So they work, so I work more on a household and school level, and Sick of Plastic works on a kind of campaigning supermarket level.
Right, now, if people want to get involved with this, you're looking for people to get involved with this and sign up for the project. Mm-hmm. How can they go about doing this?
So they can email me at Abby, which is ABI, at voiceireland.org, or go to the website, voiceireland.org, and through there you'll find a link where basically just showing my email address again and things like that. And people can contact me to sign up. We also have a school program for any schools that would be interested in September. It's a 4-week-long education program in which kids are given a lesson about plastic overuse, and they conduct in primary schools, they conduct an audit of plastic coming in their school lunches and put together an action plan to reduce plastic. And then on the secondary school level, there's supermarket visits and writing and beach cleanups and moving debates and small group research projects and presentations. So it's a fun program, you know, and 4 weeks long. So we're starting on that at the moment. We've got a number of schools running that now through May, and we have a few more signed up for September.
And would that be people from Voice going into the schools, or?
No, the package sent out with lessons and all of the materials required for it to be run by the teacher in the school.
Okay, that sounds like an excellent idea. And it's the same if a school wants to get involved, abby@voiceireland.org.
That's it, because, I mean, a lot of the focus until now in waste has been on recycling, and recycling is fantastic, but really we need to move towards reduction in the first place.
Yeah. Now, do you think that the future is a bit more brighter than it was, because young children and young people are much more educated about the environment than, say, I was in my day?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, years back, you'd, even a few years back, you'd be getting your coffee cups or your bottles of anything and you wouldn't even think about it. I suppose the first step in all of this is raising awareness. We can't care about something if we don't know about it. And I think that through things like green schools and all of this, that children are having a greater awareness and growing up, knowing things that we just simply didn't know about at the time. And I mean, it's wonderful to see kind of all of this motivation with the school strikes and all of this. So I think that there's positive things ahead.
Yeah. Now, I think I'm going to contradict myself now, saying that people are better off now about the environment. I remember milk bottles. Your milk would be delivered, or you'd buy it in a shop, and it'd be in a milk bottle.
Yeah.
And you'd rinse that milk bottle out and leave it out, and it'd be collected the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is what I'm saying, is that these changes have happened over a relatively short period of time. And so, I mean, in this way, we can change it. You know, I mean, this overuse of plastic and this level of consumption as well, basic level of consumption that we have in society of always buying new things. It's a relatively new thing, and it's just getting a bit out of hand. So it's about kind of realizing it and going, no, actually, you know, we can fight back about this. You know, I mean, we don't need to run with this overpackaging of everything. We can make choices. We can make changes. We are in control of how we want it to go. And like you said, we've also seen those images of plastic pollution in the ocean, and then there's the links of plastic to climate change. I mean, you know, we know overuse of plastic is not a good thing, and we have the power to change our own behaviour with regard to that.
All right. Is there anything now you'd like to add, Abby? You want to give out our contact?
I'd just like to say that that No Home for Plastic is fully funded by the EPA. It's an EPA initiative.
Okay.
So, and run through Voice of Irish Conservancy.
Right.
So, and yep, you can contact me on abby@voiceireland.org if you would like to sign up.
Yeah, and get more information on the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, Abby, listen, thank you very much for taking my call, and maybe we'll talk again in the future and see how things are going.
Yeah, that would be great. Okay. All right, thanks a million.
Thank you, Abby.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, there you go. That was Abby O'Callaghan-Platt, Project Coordinator with Voice, which is the Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment. And as Abby said there, if you want more information or you want to sign up for that project, it's abby@voiceireland.org.